This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with Guyana's highest honor and thanked President of Guyana, Dr. Irfan Ali, for conferring him with Guyana's highest honor at the Order of Excellence. Mr. Modi said that this award is a recognition of the 140 crore people of India. He dedicated the honor to the historical relations and unbreakable friendship between India and Guyana. PM Modi said that India is ready to work soldier to soldier with Guyana in every field. The Central Board of Secondary Education has announced that the board exams for class 10th and 12th will begin from 15th February 2025. The board announced that the class 10 exams will conclude on 18th March and the class 12 exams will end on 4th April. CBSE said it has ensured that there is a sufficient gap between examinations of subjects that are generally offered by the same student. CBSE said the exam dates for class 12 students have been set, keeping in mind the dates for various entrance examinations. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India began in Goa with a grand opening ceremony yesterday. A star-studded ceremony at Dr. Syama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium marked the beginning of the festival that will last till the 28th of this month. The event witnessed stunning performances from Bollywood stars and also included a nostalgic 90s rewind, Timeless Souls, a tribute to legends like Raj Kapoor and Mohammed Rafi through visuals, poetry and music, was also one of the major highlights of the day. National public broadcaster Prasar Bharati has launched its OTT platform, Waves. It was unveiled yesterday at the opening ceremony of the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa. Waves aims to revive nostalgia while embracing modern digital trends. It features timeless shows like Ramayan, Mahabharata, Shaktiman and Hum Log. The platform will connect audiences with India's cultural and emotional heritage. Waves also includes news, documentaries and regional content promoting inclusivity and diversity. Waves caters to diverse audience with content in over 12 languages and over 10 genres. Its expansive library includes regional content, woman-centric content and event animation content along with live channels including Doordarshan and Akashvani. K. Sanjay Murthy has taken oath as the Comptroller and Auditor General of India in New Delhi this morning. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to him at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He replaced Girish Chandra Murmu, who was appointed as the CAG in August 2020. Earlier, Mr. Murthy served as Secretary of Department of Higher Education in the Education Minister. Ms. Kathy Gels Diaz, Counsel General, U.S. Consulate General, Kolkata, did a courtesy call to Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, at Rajavan, Itanagar today. In the conversation, they discussed areas of mutual interest and cooperation. Governor Parnayak said with better U.S.-India relationship, the people of the state look forward to stronger and healthier ties between the people of the two largest and oldest democracies with special provisions for the tribal people of Arunachal Pradesh. Papumpare District Administration and the District Women and Child Development Department jointly celebrated Child Rights Day under the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme at Kendra Vidyalaya No. 2 on Wednesday. ICRDC Talopotam shared motivational insights highlighting how diligence, discipline and perseverance can lead to success. He advised the students to take advantage of the benefits provided by the central and state governments through various departments while addressing the students. ICDS Deputy Director Jaya Taba said the scheme Beti Bachao Beti Padhao was launched centrally to save, educate and empower the girl child, making them strong enough to build a balanced society. Menstrual hygiene and nutrition education, self-defense training, POXO and the Domestic Violence Act were apprised at the program. ICARCITH Regional Station Dirang, in collaboration with the Krishi Vigyan Kendra Tawang, successfully conducted a trade-income distribution program which started yesterday and ended today across various villages in Tawang district. The program saw active participation from 30 farmers. The objective was to promote sustainable vegetable cultivation in the region, empowering farmers with the knowledge and resources to improve their productivity. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.